from Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Violent live videos. How Facebook and social media have a challenge on their hands. Coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. New challenges are emerging for social media as it rolls out new platforms such as live video. Recent events that have had us glued to such live streaming has really shed light on how difficult it is to monitor these clips on a platform as broad as social media. Let's get some insight on this from Wall Street Journal reporter Deepa Seetharaman, who joins us right now. Hi, Deepa.
Hey, thank you.
We've been talking a lot about live video lately on the podcast, and it's already been an essential part of keeping everyone's finger on the pulse of what's going on. This obviously came into play in a big way in light of the tragedies in Minnesota and Dallas.
Right.
Because it's so new, it really is just uncharted territory. What kinds of concerns has this been bringing up to the forefront?
So what's pretty clear is that there are a lot of good use cases for live, that, you know, a lot of people are using it to sort of see things that they wouldn't normally see or experience things they couldn't, you know, from afar. But what is problematic is, you know, how do you handle violence that unfolds live on video? You know, how do you handle when something unexpected happens? You know, there have been at least two different cases where people have been casually Facebook living their lives and they have been shot right on camera. Both of these things happened in Chicago. And so, you know, how do you handle that? And what can be done? You know, what's Facebook's responsibility in either shielding people from that or you know, warning them that something like this could happen?
And what kind of measures can Facebook take or is it taking to ensure this type of graphic content, sensitive content, is handled the right way? Are there certain standards in practice?
Yeah, I mean, they have the community standards that they have been honing for a long time. And, you know, those are the kinds of things that they allow for violence that's newsworthy. They allow for violent images if it's news. They don't allow for images that are praised or mocked in some way. So you and I could post the same violent photo, and you might say, this is awful, and I might say, this is hilarious. And if somebody who says it's hilarious, that is the kind of post that could be taken down if it's reported, whereas yours would be intact.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how Facebook has sort of drawn the line. Like, you know, as long as it's to build awareness or to, share information or condemn, it's okay, but in other cases, it's not.
Are tech companies like Facebook and these social media platforms, are they starting to test even more proactive approaches?
Yeah. So Periscope, which has been around longer than Facebook Live, they are putting, they are testing software that could sort of catch images as they get more violent. Facebook is proactively kind of checking in on live streams as they become more popular, proactively without them having to be reported. But the technology here is in its infancy. There isn't really a large scale, reliable way to sort of have some sort of software watch live streams and then shut it down when it becomes particularly violent.
How do you see this playing out? Will it be more of, because, you know, and you hit upon this in your article, and how in Silicon Valley, they're very big on rolling out the content and we'll fix the kinks later. Will that standard of practice need to change moving forward, or do you think we'll see more of that?
I think we'll see more of that. I don't see them thinking, acting otherwise. I think there's also an argument to be made for, should the live streams be shut off in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody is being, there's a shooting, the live video could serve as evidence, or it could serve as a way for people to notify the authorities, and it could bring awareness to a situation and help, you know, others, contact law enforcement and provide assistance in some way. So I don't think that, I think Silicon Valley looks at this, it's not the kind of thing that's going to change their approach.
Mm-hmm.
I think they see good and bad here.
Deepa, thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Sure. Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Deepa Seetharaman. She covers all things Facebook for The Wall Street Journal. That'll do it for the tech news briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.